Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was it her imagination or did something scratch her and follow her when she jogged past a neighborhood abandoned and condemned house?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That is 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to all of our advanced episodes, the ad-free content, you can binge your way on that right now. Apple Podcasts is where you can go for that, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or our website, which is ghostpodcast.com. Let's go right in to this story and hear what was going on as this lady's jogging past the haunted or the abandoned and condemned house, which in my mind would be the haunted house of the neighborhood, exactly. Which I would probably frequently go by if there was one. Let's take a listen.
Hi there. So my story took place back in 2008. We had moved to our house in 2007. We live in far northern California, about a mile from the Pacific Ocean. About two blocks west of our home in the neighborhood, it was at the time a condemned house. So of course it looked spooky and haunted. It's actually condemned by the county, broken windows, the whole effect. So when I would daily walk or run by that house, I of course told myself, well, of course you have these feelings about this house because it looks like a haunted house. That doesn't mean it is a haunted house. Convinced myself that it was all the power of my suggestion. At that time, I had my sweet wolf dog, and he was starting to age and slow down. So I had started the habit of, instead of him jogging with me, I would take him on a walk and then go for my run afterwards. It was the summer of 2008 on this particular day. I had taken him on his walk, brought him back home, and then in the afternoon went on my jog by myself. I was usually pretty aware of that house anytime I'd cross it, for the reasons I had explained before. But today, that day, I had kind of not even thought about it until I was actually there in front of the house. And I just felt kind of hairs on the back of my neck sort of feeling about it. And really thought I felt something scratch me. Again, just start in with you're suggesting this to yourself. This did not happen. Move on. Problem is, I couldn't move on. I couldn't shake the feeling as I proceeded on my run. I couldn't shake the feeling of how I felt when I went in front of the house. I felt like something scratched me. I just felt strange. At this point of my regular route, there's this easement that goes out of my neighborhood to the property and the road that runs behind what was the old hospital. And there's all these eucalyptus trees there to the right that had always been a raven's roost. And as soon as I leave the easement and I'm in view of the eucalyptus trees, three or four ravens start flying straight at me. I had never experienced that before. Ravens typically keep to themselves. They are not known for attacking humans unless they feel maybe their roost is threatened. They're coming right at me. I'm just sort of frozen. And all of a sudden, they start dive-bombing about 2 feet behind me. They're not attacking me, but they're going at something right behind me. I can feel their wing beats. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So at this point, I get kind of out of their area, moved past the eucalyptus trees up to my a typical point on my route. But I'm so shaken that I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to run. I need to figure out what's going on with these ravens and why they came after me. The whole time thinking it's possible something's following me because I feel like something's following me. But again, since we're conditioned to not think these things are possible, I'm thinking anything but that. So I decide, okay, sure. Maybe it was because I was too close to their trees, their nesting or something, and they just didn't want me there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to approach from a completely different angle to where I can just see the trees, but I'm still pretty fucked. So I went to the west end of the complex that had held the hospital and start walking on a road that meets up to the other road where the ravens had kind of attacked something behind me. I'm pretty far from these eucalyptus trees. I'd say a good 200 yards. These ravens fly out of those trees and start coming right towards me. And I had never seen the ravens go to that area of the complex. And they start doing the same exact thing to me. 2 feet behind me, dive bombing. And I'm just sort of like, I have no explanation for this. I just decide to walk home. At this point, I still feel like something's following me until about crossing the street onto my block. And all of a sudden, I just felt relieved. Like, yeah, it's gone. Mind you, that block, my block is directly west of the house, just 2 blocks away. So I have no explanation for that. A couple months later, hanging out with a friend of mine, who she's also sensitive. We're just kind of ha-ha laughing about it. Well, let's go check out the property. Let's just see what's going on. And we get there, and neither of us feel anything, actually. Like, we're like, whatever that was, we can't explain it. And then we're like, okay, let's leave. And then all of a sudden, my friend stops dead in her tracks, and she says, I've just been touched. So that happened. The house was very interesting to me. Not long after my friend and I went there, somebody bought it, and you could see they were getting ready to refurbish it, which I thought, oh, that might be interesting. And at this point, I became pregnant, and then I have my son, and they're rebuilding the house. And then they're going to do an open house. So whoever did bought this, they flipped it. And I really desperately, I had my son at this point. He was a baby, and I was staying at home with him. And really wanted to go see the open house, but I felt like I can't. There's something about my son and my baby. I just felt like, no, I can't go there. I certainly can't bring him there. I just felt like he was, for some reason, in danger. I couldn't explain it. So one day a man knocks on our door. He's got flyers about the open house. And I started saying to him, I'm really curious about that house. What's the history behind it? He had at one point been a schoolhouse about 20 miles away to the east, and somebody moved it there. But I don't have any information beyond that. But that was the day the ravens, pretty sure they saved me from something, or at least were trying to protect themselves for me from something that was following me. And that's my story.
Creepy story. Raven's kind of an ominous type bird. Is there meaning to ravens if they come across your path?
Google that.
All I can think of is like the what was the movie where Bruce Lee, was it Bruce Lee's son who was killed?
Oh, The Raven.
Yeah.
I think there was the name of that, wasn't that?
Yeah.
It says when you spot Raven, but she was kind of attacked by him.
Yeah.
You spot ravens frequently, it's a sign that the universe wants you to pay attention. They were definitely doing that.
Pay attention. Yeah.
Oh, this is, in some cultures, ravens are believed to be shapeshifters, able to take on human form, and they are often seen as a symbol of transformation and change.
Interesting.
I think it's interesting in that story that she jogged by the house and mm-hmm. felt like something scratched her.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird sensation. Like, it's one thing if you're jogging next to a tree and you didn't quite navigate around the branches properly, then you get scratched.
Yeah.
But it would be weird for no reason you're feeling scratched.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have that happen, like all of a sudden ravens are dive bombing behind you. That would freak the shit out of me.
I would be like, okay, ravens, what's up? What I gotta be looking for here? You know.
And then her friend, then to go back and her friend goes, something just touched me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that said, I would have really wanted to go in the house just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But then she had that weird feeling about Kent, like it would affect her child in some way. And I'm telling you, you always have to listen to your gut.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. So maybe the ravens were there as a sign. Did the ravens come to warn her?
Could be.
Of something?
Or maybe they were trying to protect her from something.
Or protect the child, and they really just wanted to eat mom. Like, let your child go away. We want to eat your hair and make a nest. That's how I view.
Sometimes birds will attack if you're too close to their nest. I've seen them dive bomb my pets before.
Yeah.
I got dive bombed once. But it could be that they were protecting something too, so it might not have been paranormal at all.
That's true.
But it sure does feel paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
You had experience, then the ravens, then you go back and your friend had an experience. I don't know. I'm going with paranormal and all that.
Birds just freak me out. They're like, they're really smart and they can fly and we can't. It's like, you all kind of got like a one-up on us. Although I guess, you know, we have weapons and things like that that could, you know, flush them out of the sky. But they seem to know something that we don't.
Yeah, because this little article that I pulled up, it said, the last line says, so the next time you encounter a raven, pay attention. It might have a message for you.
I'm just going to walk around. Next time I see Raven, it just starts screaming toward it. What's the message? What do you want me to know? Are you okay, sir? I'm just talking to the ravens. That's all I... What? No, a caller told me I should do that. A caller? Oh. is that what you call the voices in your head? No, a caller. A caller told me I should talk to the ravens. That won't get you committed really quick or anything like that. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of the program. If you want to share your ghost story, you can do it 855-853-4802. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that, ad-free, check it out, patreon.com/realghoststories or on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel right there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.